All right, boys, welcome back to Epi number 38.
Nobody wears that number. It's a zero reference.
Trash, numby. The Stanley Cup Finals, Vegas versus the Florida Panthers.
Let's go.
What else we got, Jacob? A lot of trips coming up here in June and July.
It's been a quiet month, but we're about to hit the ground running. And obviously, we're going to start with the Stanley Cup Finals appearance in Vegas for game one. That's coming up. Lots to talk about. A couple sussies in round two, mainly Jamie Benn. That was a little controversial. A lot of people had something to say about that. So let's get right into it. This is Epi 38, Paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jake Bardon. That's Oli Postman.
All right, boys. It's time to grip it and rip it.
Couple Tandy Terminators right here, boys.
That's right, boys. Low keys, missies.
Now you got a couple Mike Monsters, right, Jacob?
That's right, boys. Yeah.
All right, boys. Welcome back. Episode 38. Stanley Cup final episode, I guess, because it would be done before, right?
Nah, it's coming out tomorrow.
No, but like when this series is done, it won't be till our next pod, right? It should be done
probably,
before that.
Probably, actually. Yeah. I can check.
Who knows, Shetty. Unless it rips seven rounds. Like I honestly thought the Dallas Stars in the Vegas series, I thought Vegas was going to make a little charge, and I was getting a little bit pissed off, you know?
Okay, if it goes seven games, we'll get one more pot in.
Okay.
If it goes six games, we'll get one more pot in. If it only goes five games.
It's going five games.
June 13th will be the last day if it's only five games, which means Epi 39 will be post Stanley Cup final. Cups
let's
awarded.
Go. Let's just, since we're on it, what's your... Who are you taking?
Predicky?
Yeah.
Carolina still. I'm going to stay true.
You're going Carolina, huh?
I'm going Carolina. I predicted it.
Okay.
I'm going to say definitely Vegas.
Vegas, hey?
I'm going Vegas.
Do you have a Vegas jersey? You do, right?
I do, but I'm not taking it because I'm trying to weasel another one.
Fair. I bought the Florida one. I think I might take it, but like we're going to be in Vegas, so I don't know if I want to do that in case Vegas wants to do other cool things.
That's...
So I'm like, I'm going to leave it.
Also... Want free jerseys.
True, yeah. True.
Because it's...
Load up the years.
Assets. Assets are key in life, and I can't afford real estate, so jerseys are going to have to do.
Jersey's the real estate.
Jerseys are going to have to do because you get one from Vegas at the pro shop. You're looking at $220 Canadian probably. I feel like that's probably average,
reasonable,
right?
Yeah.
$220 Canadian. I can come back, and then I can sell that for like $150 and then I'm only dash $70.
So if I'm correct, you're losing.
But only 70 instead of 220.
But if you hold on to it and they win the cup, you can probably rip that on Kijiji for around like 240.
Probably.
You can make $20.
Make $20. Yeah. So it's all about life's all about having assets, money management, just being smart with your money. Yep. And you got to buy things that you can sell, even if it's at a discount.
Even
price.
If you're losing my money.
Even if you have to be able to sell it post.
Smart. Yeah. If you're looking for financial advice, just message Jacob on Instagram. He'll help you out.
Seriously, I'm pretty good at this stuff.
I'm going Florida. Florida has to win this. Florida in five. Florida has to win the Stanley Cup just
five.
Because everything they've been through, they weren't even supposed to make the playoffs. Everybody knows. Beat Boston, beat the Leafs.
True.
I don't think there's no way Florida loses.
Fair. But they could lose if Vegas scores more goals than they do.
Yeah, but Vegas won't. And I was actually thinking about this yesterday. That whole Vegas-Edmonton series, right? Like, Edmonton was kind of dominating that whole series.
Yeah.
Right? We show up to that game, and we sit behind the goalie. We sit behind Aiden Hill.
Yeah, and we get them fired up.
And we get like, all the boys fired up. Every time they're taking shots, they're, like, shooting at the glass, they're smiling. But especially Aiden Hill. Every time he'd make a save, he'd look back and smile at us every single save.
And every snipe.
Every snipe. It was comical. And then we're like, man, I think we said, we're like, man, this kid's loose. If he gets in the game,
straight up,
Vegas is going to win.
End of warmies.
Yep.
No word of a lie. We said, if Aiden Hill takes the net, it's over.
He's too loose. He's having too much fun.
Who is their goalie? Corpusalo?
Brassaro? Brassois.
Yeah, Brassois gets injured. And I think it was like 1-1 at that point in the game.
Yep.
Something like that. Aiden Hill comes in, stands on his head, gets the W, hasn't missed a game since. Just shut out the Dallas Stars in a 6-0. And there was good chances by Dallas.
Aiden Hill.
Like, he stood on his head.
He's playing
made
incredible.
It happen.
So I was thinking, I'm like, it might be crazy, but could that be the turning point? Could they see us and they're like, all right, you know, this, we realize the game's just for fun. Let's just have fun.
Possible.
And they've been doing it and they've been winning.
I think that's all Aiden Hill's doing, honestly. And he looks great. He's going to be the starter in the Stanley Cup finals. He's a good young goalie. He's massive. Like, that's where I don't know. I know Bobrovsky has like the age and, you know, experience.
Vezina for sure. Hey,
definitely. Like, yeah. Bob is definitely putting up a Vezina performance right now, but so is Hill. Like, and that's kind of the scary part, because a lot of the previous Stanley Cups happen when that young Tandy comes in, stands on his head, and gets a Stanley Cup. Tristan Jarry.
I was just going to say, isn't that weird that
Binnington,
these goalies that come in are just dominant? Like, there's not one that comes in and he's like, he's shitty. When is the last time like a backup has come in and just been awful? And they're like, oh, that's why we lost the series. I don't know.
I honestly don't know either.
The backup always steals the show. Like you said, Murray, Jerry. Like,
there's been a lot, like Binnington. And I mean, the downside, I guess, is it seems the years latter are a kind of a downhill slide, which sucks. So I hope that's not what happens with Aiden Hill in this moment. But I think it's mainly a head game, personally.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like those other goalies, like Binnington, he just went off the rocker. He started just trying to like paddle everybody's face, which is so aggressive. And then Murray riddled with injuries. Jari's kind of on the up again, but mentally they expected to just win a Stanley Cup because they did in their rookie season.
I think the biggest collapse would be Murray, right? Back-to-back cups, so. And then just irrelevant.
Just toast.
Yeah.
Just toast.
But I mean, I guess that's a good way to go. You win back-to-back cups in your rookie year. So.
Yeah, the rest of it, you're going to sign a big contract after that. You're going to get paid. Money. You're going to get starts. Teams are going to take chances on you. Maybe it's just a fit of the organization, the players, you know, something like that. So you're going to get dealt a few times, but you could still have a really long career.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would be a backup Tandy.
For sure.
Any day of the week. You get a mil a year even.
Yeah.
You come
what's
up.
What's like a starting for, I think starting salary is basic for everyone, right? It's like $950 or something.
Like league, I think league minimum is $950. It's either $950 or $750. I can't remember. But still, I would take.
Yeah, after taxes, you're probably pulling like $500,000-$600K. Yeah.
I would
it's
take.
Not bad to
I would
just take sit that there year
to open the gate and wear a hat. Like, that's fine. Just put some Pop-Tarts in your pads and you're good to go. I'm cool with that.
Oh, we should do a little skit like that. I just thought of that. What to do when you're a backup. We just sit on the bench and we have little things in our pads and our glove. And
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think Florida, Bob's on another level though.
Bob's playing.
He
great.
Definitely will win the Vezina, unfortunately, just
so.
Because, well,
I think so.
Well, not unfortunately, he earned it.
He definitely earned it, and he does deserve it.
I mean, he's freaking old, and he's just standing on his head, but did nothing during the regular season, which is kind of crazy.
I mean, he had a pretty good regular season, but that, their young kid, Lions.
Yep, Loins.
Got him into, like, Stanley Cup contention. So, and then they switch over. Paul Maurice is a great interview. Paul Maurice is like, well, Bob's been here before. He has to be our best player. That's why he's going in the net. And it worked. So, I mean, Paul Maurice is a great coach too. He's doing a lot of good things. He got the boys fired up. You saw the freak out.
Yeah.
When they're down, they come back, they win the series. Everything's all good. Paul Maurice is a great coach. They do have a Stanley Cup contending team. And I don't think it's going to be an easy fight. I don't think it's going to be a sweep though either. And as Rob Brendamore would say, we didn't even get swept. We just lost them all.
Yeah, that interview was funny. He's like, I don't believe we got swept. I was like, well, technically you got swept. He's like, yeah, but like we were in the game.
Yeah. I think I understand where he's come from, the fact that they didn't, like, it wasn't like a...
Wasn't blowed.
Yeah, they didn't just walk on him. Like, Florida earned every ounce of it. And it could have went either way at any point in time. So I think that's what he meant, but you still got swept.
Yeah, you got swept.
That's where you didn't win a single game. That's being swept. So. But he's got the bod that you don't argue with. That's why they call him Rob the Bod. So
yeah, I don't
I get it. Nobody even wants to say anything. Everyone's just saying it on the internet where they're safe. It's a safe space. So good for you guys.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is going to be an unreal series, I think.
I think it's going to be unreal phenomenal. Phenomenal. I'm absolutely juiced to watch a game in Vegas.
Gary, sick. Gary got what he wanted.
Gary Beatman.
Gary Beatman got his wish. I mean, maybe he would have wanted Seattle in, but...
I don't think he did.
No?
Nah.
You think this is what he wanted?
He wanted
Florida for sure.
Yeah.
Vegas, they were there like 5 years ago.
In the inaugural season.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I feel like that storyline is the triumphant comeback after a collapse.
Does it feel like 5 years to you?
No.
Does not, right? Does it feels like 2 years ago they came to the league.
Blows my mind.
Thoughts on them not touching the trophy because they touched it in their first cup run.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, right?
I'm on board with that train. It seems like in the past, it's usually the West teams that don't touch their trophy and it's the East teams that do. Just off of memory, like I'm doing zero research at all. I don't care that much. So if I'm wrong, you can correct me. I don't care. I'm probably just going to block you. I feel like it's mainly the Eastern teams. Now Tampa touched it and then they won again.
Did they touch it the first time?
I feel like they touched it the first time too. So that was kind of that's kind of their tradition. So like that's kind of their thing. But then you see like Ovi, I don't think Ovi touched it before won the cup, but then they touched it afterwards.
And they didn't win again.
And then they didn't win.
What was it? I was just thinking of something and forgot. I don't know what I was going to say. Just freaking blanked out.
Nice, man.
Yeah, just blanked out. I had something to say, but anyways, how much fun does Tkachuk look like he's having? He's having a blast.
Tkachuk's having the best time of his life.
I'm so happy for him and Bennett.
I think
so friggin' happy.
Tkachuk, what was it? Most points in the season after leaving their, like, getting traded. The only two people above him were Wayne Gretzky twice, and I can't remember the other name. He was either in third or fourth spot.
So like most points after you get traded to another team?
Yeah. So the following year, so the opposite of what Huberdeau did, you know, like Huberdeau said.
Nothing, yeah.
And then did, you know, he set the record for biggest drop in points after a trade, which is still a record. But yeah, Tkachuk was only behind Gretzky for sure. And it's obviously like Lemieux or... Jágr. It's like
Bobby
one of those boys that put up over 100 points
back to back too, because he did it in Calgary, right, the year before.
Yeah, he had over 100 points last year for Calgary with Johnny. Those were our 200 pointers.
Yeah,
and then this year we had like maybe 450 pointers. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, but I mean, it didn't take us anywhere.
Yeah, that's only 200 points, and Chucky's over halfway there.
That's freaking nuts, man.
That's insane. And that was that was when Tkachuk is at 128 points. He has minimum four more games to go.
Tkachuk's playing unbelievable.
Tkachuk's playing phenomenal.
He might be the best player in the entire playoffs. He has to be.
So far,
right?
I wouldn't disagree.
Like who else?
I wouldn't disagree. The only person that I would say
he has the most points in the playoffs.
Or like that I would compare to.
Johnny Gaudreau?
But it's not a fair comparison, would be Aiden Hill, because I just can't believe how spot on he's been since he took the net in Edmonton, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not a fair comparison, because obviously goalie and selfish forward. So
jeez.
I don't think, you know, outside of that, I think Haskinen had the most points up until this point. For Dallas. Dallas is eliminated.
You're right.
I think Haskinen was up by, was plus two on Chucky.
How is McDavid still in third place for points?
I don't know, because that is like, I mean, I guess when they did score, they put
it's
up.
It's always McDavid.
It was McDavid and Dry.
So the guy with the most points right now is Roope Hintz with 24 points.
Hintz. That's Hintz. Right. Because Haskinen has the most ice time on average.
Yep. And second place is Tkachuk with 21. So he probably will lead the whole playoffs with points because nobody else is. Well, you got Jack Eichel with 18. Robertson with 18. But it's still nuts.
Robertson's
you have
out, though.
Yeah. You have Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl in third, fourth. And they've been out for like a whole round.
So we're looking at Chucky potentially.
Hintz.
Potentially, who'd you say? Eichel.
Eichel and Robinson are tied for 18. Robinson's gone, but you also have Marcia Saltz. I can never say that guy's
Marcia,
name, but
so.
He has 17. So and it would be seven. It would be Marcia Saltz, Eichel, Hintz, and Tkachuk.
The other thing about this series coming up is that 6-0 win was all of their like third and fourth line. That got all the goals is Carrier. Martinez got in on some. Who's the other boy I'm thinking of? Oh, Marchessault's in there. Carlson. Like, they're not the top line. And so they got depth scoring right now. If Chucky's putting up all of their points, Florida's going to have to find some depth in their scoring going into this series, I think. If they just rely on their 1-2, I think it's going to be a lot more difficult against this Vegas team.
Yeah, you could be right. You could be right. We're going to see, but I'm pumped for this next round. Speaking of Dallas, the Ben suspension, what do you think about that?
I thought it was just. I mean, I feel like he definitely earned that. If they have so many replays, and maybe slow-mo is not the right way to see it, but he didn't just fall. Like, it's
did you
not
see
like
the interview.
Yeah,
crack,
that's what like.
Yeah. So I just fell.
If you don't know what the interview was, he basically said he's like, "Yeah, I mean, like, I wish I wouldn't have tripped and used my stick on his face to stop myself from falling."
Hilarious.
Pretty much, but I don't know. To me, like, that's a purpose fall. Like, I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, if I'm
honesty.
Falling on you, I'm doing the same.
Yeah, especially in playoffs. Like, I want you to eat my stick. Yeah. Like, that's exactly
hockey.
What I want to happen. But just because it was to his face, I mean, anytime that you target the neck or the face with a cross check / spirit, like any of that, you should be ejected from the game and have a game suspension minimum. So I think that's why they did it. I still think super inconsistent reffing. It was insane. There was a lot like, Bennett wasn't getting any calls. And then who's that Bunting kid? Kind of a similar, it was early on, kind of a similar play. He gets dished for two games and Bennett like tried to decapitate. Who's that?
Yeah. Oh, behind the net.
Yeah.
The new kid, the rookie.
Yeah. I can't remember his name. But
Nines, Knives.
Oh, Niece.
Knees. Yeah.
So there's just like some of those things that you're like, how does that make sense? Like, remember the game, like the dandelion game where it's like mama had a baby and its head popped off?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You flick so the dandelion. That was, oh. I'm positive if you like really zoom in on Bennett's mouth, that's what he was saying when he was doing it. But he couldn't
wouldn't be surprised.
You couldn't get the pop. He just didn't get the like.
So it was a good pop.
Good little pop. But
good little pop.
I think it was just, personally. Yeah. I mean, it sucked. And honestly, did Dallas win because Ben wasn't in the lineup? Like, that's a question that...
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But then Ben makes his triumphant return in Dallas and they get
blown
iced 6-0. You know? Or is that loss because they're back in Dallas and the last game that they were in Dallas, all of the fans decided to throw... And litter the
popcorn
ice.
Popcorn and beer.
and it wasn't even the end of the game.
Did you see at 4-0, which was like halfway through the second, there was nobody in the stands?
Empty.
Like faithful Dallas fans, like good on you guys.
Yeah, like
losers.
I don't know. We were in Edmonton and it was...
They're getting blown out.
It was at least 4-1 over halfway in the third. Stands completely full.
Packed.
When Calgary was in playoffs last year and we were doing the red lot, the games that we lost, even if it was a higher score, packed. The red lot didn't leave. The stands didn't leave.
That's
and
for you.
Nothing hit the ice. There was no jerseys on the ice. There was no empty drinks on the ice. There was no towels on the ice. That's embarrassing. And like as a hockey player, so even if like when you were playing juniors, if that happened to you, do you want to go out there and win for your fans? Probably like the not, people yeah. that you're going out with that night?
Probably not.
Hell no. I don't want to win for you guys. You guys don't actually support, like fire me up.
What's the thing with the rat? I don't understand that. Like when has the rat become a thing?
I don't remember. So the rat started in Florida, obviously.
I don't ever recall seeing
it. It was years ago, and I can't even remember how it started, but that's Florida's, the rat to Florida is the octopus to Detroit.
What a weird,
you know,
creature
and
to have.
The octopus to Detroit, I'm pretty sure was like, some guy just had it at like a fish market or something. He like smuggled it in. He was like, I'm gonna throw
an octopus.
It was something like so random and it just stuck. So I feel like that's the same thing with Florida. I could be wrong.
What should we bring to Vegas? Should we throw some on the ice a bit?
What
like a
would
freaking
be?
Dead raccoon or something?
Might
be tough to smuggle in.
I feel like a rattlesnake maybe because it's indigenous.
Yeah, but like alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like harder.
So it's harder to catch. Like someone could die if they get bit, you know?
Or like a horse because like knights ride horses to joust.
Yeah, but it might be tough to smuggle a horse in through security.
No, we just paint it like a zebra.
Oh, yeah. That's smart, actually.
Yeah.
And then just throw the horse on the ice.
Yeah. And just, I threw a cow one time, so I'm sure I could throw a horse.
You threw a cow on the ice?
No, not on the ice. Remember the one time in Tucson?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You wrestled the cow.
So a horse is approximately double the weight of the steer that I threw. So one of me threw that steer. That means if my math is correct, if a horse is double that steer, two of us can huck a horse.
What if we did bees? Like we smuggled bees and just let a bunch of bees go.
How's that relate to like knights though, or Vegas, you know?
What's like from the old days, like a cannon? What if we're just shooting cannons? No, it hurt someone.
No, because that's Columbus.
Oh, right.
Columbus is cannons.
What kind of animals besides like a horse and then we're like
what
a live
like a
back
wolverine?
She's actually won an air. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Super rare. Like,
they're not.
Yeah. Apparently the news said it was extremely rare to see a wolverine.
It's rare to see them here.
Where are they here?
The mountains. They live up on the mountains.
Yeah, mountains pretty far.
But we've had mountain lions, lynx, cougars, bears, moose.
That's so far to travel from the mountains. It's like an hour drive.
It's the valley. Mm-hmm. It's only a half hour drive.
I've never even seen a wolverine before.
They look exactly like badgers.
They look like, yeah. Badgers are like a skunk.
Yeah. They look very, very similar. But yeah, they're mainly just west of us, like, starting about a half hour, 35 minutes west. So really not that far. Especially those little critters, if they like the Tasmanian Thistle.
Yeah, aren't they like nuts though? Look at the claws on that thing.
You definitely don't want to get in between it and where it wants to go. Those animals are nasty critters.
I heard they were like pretty rare.
Nah, I Googled it because I was like, that looks like a badger to me because I've shot those before. And I Googled it. I was like, wow, it's either a honey badger or a wolverine because that's what the markings lined up with on my Google search. And then I Google searched wolverines in Alberta, and wolverines live in the mountain ranges and they live more northern. So they're either mountains or more north.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
we were just talking about rats and Sportsnet just posted 1996 is when They started tossing rats at Patty Waugh. No, they don't say why.
I'll Google
it. Maybe they just had like a rat
infestation. I wasn't going. I feel like it was for Patty Waugh then. Who's Patty Waugh playing for?
Colorado.
Yeah, so it was definitely for Patty Waugh.
Like, did he rat on someone or something? Why, like, is he a snitch? Is
the rat in...
Probably a snitch. Freaking Patty's a snitch.
Florida Panthers rats on the ice. Brief look at the history behind the... Okay, here's this is the one.
Little history.
Got there. Generation has fans experienced one of the best shifts in the older Panthers. The return of the rats to South Florida is safe for sore eyes and leaves them fondly remember the Panthers. Yep, for younger, brief history legend. The story of the rats goes back to October 8th, 1995, prior to a game against the Calgary Flames. A rat appeared in the Panthers' locker room in the old Miami arena. Former Panthers captain Scott Mellenby, legend, jumped up, grabbed a stick and smacked the pesky rodent against the wall. Nice. Later that night, Mellenby scored two goals, leading then Panthers goalie John Van Beesbrook,
not a legend,
to quit. He scored a rat trick.
Okay.
As the legend goes, the next night, a fan threw a plastic rat on the ice. The following night, a few more rodents found themselves sliding across the playing surface. A South Florida hockey tradition had been born, and the year of the rat was in full swing. During that season, fans threw rats onto the ice after every goal, leading the Panthers to partner with the exterminator company Orkin and have men in exterminator uniforms clean up the rink. It was incredible to see opposing goalies, arguably the toughest athletes. Oh, it's
just gave up on you.
Arguably the toughest athletes of any sport, cowering in their nets as the rats rained down upon them. Due to the Panthers' new tradition, Miami Arena became one of the most raucous and hostile in sports.
Interesting.
That's cool. So it all started because Scott Mellenby slap-shotted a rat at the wall and murked it.
Imagine that now. PETA would be all over that.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that now. You can't do that's that. Why they waited like 20 years to publish this article.
So probably. That must have been like the last... Were they in the playoffs? It doesn't say, right?
I think they were in the playoffs.
Because like, when was the last time they got to the final?
No, this was October.
Oh.
Okay, so that happened in October. And then I think it was just like more prevalent come playoffs. Gotcha. And then they probably made it like a rule, like you can't throw rats on after every single goal. This is getting out of hand. And then
imagine every game, every goal.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So the last time the Florida Panthers advanced to the Stanley Cup final, second time in team history during the 1996.
That's crazy.
In the franchise's third season in existence. That's wild. So neither of these teams have won the cup. So the cup's going to go somewhere new.
I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
I like seeing new teams win. So I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be fun to see Chucky and Bennett going for it. I think it's going to be really fun to see Eichel and Aiden Hill going for it. Like the guys that we know.
It's going to be
Carlson, like meeting Carlson at the awards.
That was fun.
He was so nice, so quiet, so quiet.
So nervous too. He was sweating up bullets.
Like just, and then he'd had like small talk with us and then he would just let out some zingers and we're like, bruh, where is that coming from? Like, how are those the words that came out of your mouth? It was incredible human being. So I'm really excited to see these guys go toe to toe, but also Paul Maurice.
Legend. Love that guy. He's such a funny guy.
When we met him, he was so nice. He stopped and he chatted to us for like a half hour, 45 minutes. Yeah, that was at the coach's tourney. He talked to us on the hole that we were at with Golftown. And then they played through, whatever. And then afterwards, we get back to the clubhouse. Everyone's having their dinners, whatever. We get our dinners. And he stayed around. The place is deserted and he just talked to us. He just wanted to,
real
you know,
guy. His son was a massive fan too.
Yeah, incredibly kind. He thanked us for the videos being family friendly. Now, don't quote me on it. His son has a disability, I believe it
is. Yes.
And so Paul was thanking us for having something that his kid could watch him for and all that stuff. So it was a really cool moment in our careers and our lives that we get to watch Paul Maurice do great things with these hockey teams, and we were able to actually give back to his family. It was a really cool feeling for me.
Hell yeah. I just saw this picture and I do not like this. So for the Stanley Cup Finals, they're putting the badges on the left side. Did you see that?
Oh my God. Yeah, that does not make sense.
Ugly.
So you're telling me,
for the ads, like, just take the ads off for the finals.
You're telling me that these companies are paying more money than those badges are worth. What is wrong? So instead of putting it beside the letter, what is wrong with putting it back on the other shoulder and having the ad underneath it? Does that not seem...
Stick it there. Put the ad right
underneath it.
Because it's a flat surface. So like, why not?
Yeah.
That is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
I saw that. I'm like, I'm totally cool with the ads. I get it. It generates money. It puts more money into the sport we love. Cool. That's awesome. But don't be idiots.
It looks
That's
so
disgusting.
Bad. Speaking of... Vegas. We're going to Vegas on Friday, boys. We are going to our first Stanley Cup final game, right? You've never been?
I've never been. Flames have never made it far enough.
First Stanley Cup final game. It's going to be sick. We fly in Friday morning. Game's not till Saturday. Yeah. I don't know if we've decided if we want to stay an extra day in Vegas or go to TO. Not sure. We'll figure that out, but
yeah, it's going to
be sick.
We're about to hit the rent cycle this trip. Sick. So for sure, what we're doing is Vegas, Toronto, then Nashville. So it could either go Vegas straight to TO, or it could go Vegas to Minnesota, TO, Nashville. So we could have an extra day in Vegas. We could do an extra day in TO. We could do a couple days in Minnesota, and it's just going to be a rinse cycle.
Figure it out, yeah.
Rinse cycle.
I don't know
cycle.
What I'd rather do.
I'm like torn.
I'd like Vegas.
The amount of time that we'd be there for is the perfect amount.
Yeah, it's the perfect amount of time because
too much.
I don't really like Vegas since we've gone a lot. Like if you're there for more than 2-3 days, that's too much.
Yeah, I think 3 days is limit.
So they got us in a suite with, I think the tech said maybe some other influencers. We're not quite sure. I thought it was.
I don't even remember seeing that.
I don't know where I saw that. Maybe I'm just making that up in my brain.
It could be.
But
I think you're thinking of the call.
Maybe the call.
I think you're thinking of a phone call that we got.
I don't know, but it could be sick.
It's going to be sick.
It's going to be sick, but
it's going to be nasty.
Like, do we stay if there's other people there? Who knows?
Yeah.
I should have brought our golf clubs and just rip golf in Vegas. That'd be sick.
Wow, we can rent golf clubs.
It's not the same, you know?
I'll rip. I can rip anything through over 300. Yeah. I'm a beast. I'm a beast.
Pumped for that.
T.O. is going to be sick.
T.O. is going to be sick too.
With Bauer.
I think I already leaked it in the last pod, but I don't think anyone cares anymore.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. We can say it now.
We're going there to demo the brand new skates and stick, the Hyperlite. We tried it a year ago when we were actually in Vegas, right?
In Vegas, yeah.
And the Hyperlite stick is pretty... That's when they were launching the Agent. We went there to launch that. But they had a Hyperlite hanging around, and it's pretty sick.
It's nasty.
Hyperlite's my favorite stick.
It's a Hyperlite 2.
And it's like, is it lighter than the Agent?
Hyperlite or the new one?
The newest one.
The new one's comparable, I believe, to the Agent. A touch heavier, I believe, because they only put the boron technology in the Agent because of the price point.
Right. Gotcha.
So, but yeah, this one's called Hype Fest, so you can imagine.
Hype Fest.
This is going to be sick. It's going to be a bunch of influencers there. We're going to be making content, testing out this stuff. Obviously, we're going to break the recce for hardest shot and longest toe drag. You can guess who's going to do which.
Yeah, and like see if block shots actually hurt with the new stick or not. We're not sure. We'll figure that out.
I feel like you wouldn't even be able to block a shot with the new twig. Like me taking the shot,
it's just gonna
I feel
fly
like
by me?
Because it's like I'm going to be so accurate with this new twig. That you're not like you wouldn't even be able to block it. Bet
it's a possibility.
Bet.
Bet.
That's actually,
I'm pumped though.
That's actually a good
stick. Because the Hyperlite is actually my favorite stick. And then, so I was using the Agent, then I tried to switch the Hyperlite and it felt like I had a brick in my hand. Yeah. I could barely hold the Hyperlite. I'm like, what? So now I use the Agent just because I have to.
Yeah.
I have to.
The Agent kind of ruined the rest of the sticks, but I do love using the Agent. I got to rip with that twig. Yeah. And it gets me hyped up every single time.
And then after that, boys, we are heading to Nashville. Sin City.
Nope.
Big
Music?
Apple.
Music City?
Music City.
Is it Music City?
I don't know. I think so. Is the CMAs going on?
Oh.
Is CMAs going on that weekend? Because they were last time I was there. And if they are, we should
go see our boy Jordan.
Yeah. Last time I was there, I messaged, what's her name?
Miranda.
Yeah. And she was unreal. She got me good tickets, but I never win because I didn't have anyone to go with.
Yeah. Last year I sent Ole to scout it out because I didn't really want to go to Nashville and get scouted and just show, you know, being right by Bridgestone Arena. So this year,
smart play.
This one we're going to, it's a Make-A-Wish, roller hockey.
Oh, and
we're just going to go buzz around. They raise a lot of money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is unbelievable.
Incredible work, yep.
And so they're like, we're going to play. And then we should be able to play some games with the other kids too and whatnot. And just like ruin dreams.
It'll be fun.
I'm going to break so many ankles. I'll tell that.
It's a lot harder than you think.
No, that's free information. I'm going to break everyone's ankles.
I could not stop. It is going on June 8th. CMA Fest starts 4-day pass. You got on the 8th, you got a big show. Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, you know, Friday, Miranda Lambert, Keith
Dan
Urban.
And Shay still follow us?
I don't know. It's good, probably not.
Let me check. It was on the Twitter. I remember.
I want to know who's like playing. You know?
Dan.
But they had so many events going on. It was crazy.
It just says follow now.
Dang.
Dang it.
No, it wasn't Dan and Shay. I think it was only Dan.
Just Dan?
It was just Dan, I believe. Or Shay. I really don't know.
What's Dan's name?
Dan, I would imagine.
Dan from Dan and Shay.
Stage lineups. Let's take a look. I know you guys don't really care out there, but
we do.
We do.
If we care, you care. We all care.
Chevy. Cancel.
Chevy.
All right.
Come on.
1,000 horses.
Everyone's getting bored.
Adam Dolak. I like that guy.
Nice, man.
Who else? Jeez, I don't know any of these people.
Oh, it's going to be fun then.
Oh, it's Alexander Ludwig. We met that guy.
Go.
It's a guy from
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games,
Let's go. He's actually a really good singer too.
He's pretty decent.
I didn't expect him to be able to sing the way that he could.
There's too much. I can't do it. Look at it.
Pump,
that should be fun.
It's going to be a hoot. And then I think we got to come home for a little bit.
Yeah.
The draft attorney's coming up in July. So we got a lot of prep to do for that.
Pretty much sold out. Couple spots left, but
have an unbelievable surprise for not only everyone listening and everyone that like checks out our videos.
You're retiring?
But also, like, for Ole, obviously I know what's going on, but I have a huge surprise. I got some stuff being made for this draft attorney, and they look amazing. Like, amazing. Y'all are going to love this stuff. And it's just going to be another perk to playing in the draft tournament. So if you are a kid or you got kids that are looking to play in some fun 3-on-3 tournaments, take a look.
Sign them up.
As we're starting this world tour of drafty tournaments, because I'll probably try and do this for as many as possible, and it's going to be unbelievable.
It's going to be sick, boys.
I'm gonna do this like surprise for like as many as until the company says like, hey, you gotta pay, and then I can't afford that.
Boys, it's going to be sick. It's the drafty.ca. I don't think, if you're listening, I don't think there's any more spots left. There might be a couple in the 15 and up group, but I think we're filling it with the 13. So I think it's kind of full, but this definitely won't be the last one. There will be more next summer. I think there'll be two. We'll probably shoot for Minnesota.
I think we'll shoot for two.
And back here in Calgary.
I think we got to do a Toronto one too.
Toronto, maybe three. Let's throw in three.
I think Toronto would be, I think people out there would love it. Minnesota, obviously that's no brainer.
Yep, that'll be sold. This one actually sold out a lot quicker than I thought. That is like the first two age groups were gone in like 3 weeks, which is kind of crazy. But it's going to be a lot of fun. The kids are going to get spoiled.
Oh, yeah. You guys.
I'm pumped for it. And we're going to be putting this on live on YouTube. Yeah. Like, we're going to be live recording the games, going to be on all our platforms. So it's a chance for you to get recognized. And it's not like, don't think you're coming here to learn something because you're not. You're here to have fun.
Just have fun. You know, it's just about, it's not, it's the opposite of every other summer hockey program. You're not going there to, you're just, just remember, hockey's all about having fun. Yeah. If you're not having fun, then you're not doing it right.
Don't play.
Keep playing, but find a better coach.
Yeah, true.
Or parents, because sometimes parents ruin it too.
Trash, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes parents suck. And if you're thinking right now, like, am I that parent?
You are.
You are. Yeah. It's you. Change your habits.
Listen, the chances your kid making the show is like, what, 1 in 10,000 or something?
Something like that.
It's pretty rare. Your kid's probably not going to make the show. Your kid's probably trash.
Yeah.
We'd snap his ankles. If he's a goalie, we'd light him up.
100%. I'd shoot it through his head.
Yeah, you'd kill him. I think you'd kill him.
Murk him.
Toast. Yeah. Do you think if you took a slap shot at a 10-year-old kid's head with a goalie home run, you'd probably kill him, man? Like 10 feet out.
I wouldn't want to be
You'd probably rattle his brain.
I wouldn't want to be that kid for sure. I feel like if it was a good slap shot, like I really connected with it, I feel like he would be asleep for like a little bit at the very least. So I don't really want to go that route, but if it happens, it happens, you know?
Yep. Yep.
It's like they say, talk shit, get hit.
Yep.
It's a classic
saying. And snitches die. Did you see that shooting a couple days ago right in front of my freaking house? I couldn't get home.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, it wasn't. There was the
low-speed
chase.
Yeah, it was like...
Oh, it ended on that side of Memorial.
It ended right where I had to go home, so I couldn't get home because everywhere was blocked.
I had to go to the zoo. But I didn't see the...
Yeah, it was nuts. I actually saw a close-up on some guy was filming like super close and...
Was there a reason to shoot the people?
I don't think so. He was mad. You can see the guy in the front freaking out. And then he was ramming the cop, which normally, you would shoot, right? But this guy's going so slow. Like there's no way he's going to hurt anyone. The cop could walk away.
Yeah.
And then the video cuts off and then it comes back and they're dead. But if you listen to the video, he only fired two shots. That's pretty precise.
It's a very precise shot. Like, and both were pronounced dead on scene.
There was a third and he was injured. But
wow.
Yeah, apparently it was just a couple drunk dudes that just stole the...
10 a.m.
Yeah, stole the freaking...
I saw that.
Q van and decided to go on a really, really low speed chase.
I was really curious because I did hear that it was a shooting. I was really curious. Was it a just shooting?
That's what I was thinking.
There was like 20 cop cars following them in the video that I saw. There was a lot.
I drove literally right by that street 2 minutes before it happened. Then I came back to get home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I can't get home. And then I heard it was a shooting. And I thought for sure it was like gang, you know?
For sure.
Some gang stuff. But
no, apparently it was three.
It was three guys.
Drunk dudes.
Yep. That just stole the cube, man.
I mean... That guy better have a good lawyer. That police officer better have a damn.
And it
good
was
lawyer.
A veteran too, like 13 years. Like he probably wouldn't let anyone else shoot. He's probably like, "I'll do it," but like, why? There had to be something.
Had to have been a reason.
I'll send you the video later. It's a guy who's like 20 feet away recording when the cop has his gun out and he's pointing, and then it kind of like cuts off a little bit. But he's ramming the car, but it's not even enough to like dent the door.
I mean, the only thing that makes sense would be if he thought there was a weapon that was being drawn from the inside, then obviously.
But like normally, like if there were, you saw it, there's like 50 cops there.
There's so many.
If anyone sees a weapon, all of them are like, there's like 100 shots being fired. So I don't know.
What I don't understand though, and I mean, I'm sure they have good reason, but like they spend so much time. This is like I'm so off topic from a hockey podcast.
Yeah, sorry, boys.
Like they go to the shooting range like all the time to like practice. I've never understood the whole like shoot to kill. Unless a gun's actually being pointed at you, then yeah. But if someone's like just running away, like wouldn't it make more sense to shoot to disable? You know what I mean? Like leg shot?
I thought the exact same thing.
Like a shoulder. Yeah.
If they have a knife, shoot at his freaking leg or his arm.
Foot.
Yeah, 100%. Like don't shoot to kill if he has a knife or something. Like if he's charging you with nothing, don't shoot him in the freaking leg.
Yeah.
But if he has a gun, then.
Different story. Yeah,
kill shot him, you know? But
yeah. I've always wondered that.
It's like me in hockey. You know, like if I'm on a B-way,
you're probably not scoring.
I'm probably nipping.
You're probably going to dangle and dish to the corner.
And if it's like 7-0, I'm probably not going to do a highlight reel spinorama. I'm just going to tap it in, you know?
You're all toe, no drag.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm toe and drag and bar nip and
celly.
You
know how many
times
I've seen you go for the toe drag and just hit toe and forget the drag?
Yeah, because I probably didn't get a dry scrape.
Fresh ice. I've seen it on fresh ice. No excuses. That's what I'm saying. You're all toe, no drag.
Anyways, boys, that's it for us. Epi 38.
38.
Thoughts we'll see him again in the next one?
Let's go.
Before playoffs? Who knows?
Wish us luck on this absolute bend of a trip. It's going to be a fun time. You guys enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the hockey. Get out on your rollerblades and do something good.
Do something active.
Yeah. Go have fun. Thanks for tuning in. This is Paydays with On the Bench. I'm Jacob Bardown. That's Ole Postman. Peace.
See you later, boys. Ole and Jacob, we claiming the cappy. Blow cheese, missy, top corn, snizzy. We ain't stopping even if there's a whissy. Quick rappy, extra greasy, snappy. Ole and Jacob, we claiming the cappy. That's right, boys. Jesus, Jacob, I think we're done here. Yeah, let's get out of here. We're gone. Thanks, Brando. Bye, Brando.